Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us comes from the epistle lesson, a continuation of last week's reading in Hebrews 4, where again, at verse 9, we hear, "So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his." This is the word of the Lord. In Japan, it's called karoshi, which means death by overwork. Karoshi deaths can be heart attacks or strokes caused by stress, also by lack of nutrition. There's simply no time to eat. You've got to work from dawn till dusk. And then there are some who are rendered hopeless by their work circumstances that choose to end their own lives. Karoshi. There may have been a time where that sounded extreme, but I think we're well past that point. These days, people just cannot seem to find rest. Too many worries, too many obligations, too much to complain about. Speaking into this mess, the letter to the Hebrews dares to claim that there is a rest that is possible. A rest you can experience now, today, without having to wait for the sweet by and by. Last week, the letter to the Hebrews warned us that unbelief and ingratitude can cause us to wander off into destruction like the people of Moses' day did. Today, we pick up where that passage left off and follow the fortunes of those that did not die in the desert, but entered into the promised land with Joshua at the helm. Yet even here, where success is snatched from the jaws of defeat, no real rest was found. The promised land was but a shadow of God's true and lasting rest. Now Joshua did fight and conquer on behalf of his people, but he could not bring them rest or peace in their hearts. No matter the changing tides of success or misfortune in this life, there can be no true, lasting rest outside of what God alone can give. Rest doesn't come simply from reaching retirement or gaining the right frame of mind. And it certainly doesn't lie in the hands of any earthly government or leader to promise or deliver. True rest comes from hearing God's verdict over you. Rest is found in hearing that as far as God is concerned, you are not guilty, acquitted of all charges, justified, because Jesus has taken your sentence upon himself. This rest is not a peaceful place that you have to wait to enter, but a spiritual reality you can enter into today. Now, by faith in Jesus, a better Joshua than Joshua. The Lord saves, indeed. From the letter to the Hebrews. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. There's the key to understanding the rest God offers you today. It is a rest from your works. In other words, it is a complete break from the idea that you have to or can save yourself. It's a complete break from the idea that you have to prove yourself, that you have to show other people how good you are, how smart you are, how likable you are. It's a rest from the idea that you have to show God how good you can be, or at least how bad you aren't. Setting aside the concept that in order to feel good about myself, I have to outwork, out-hustle, out-earn, overdo, and overload, and only then will I deserve the good things that I have. God says, rest from your work. Put it down. Better yet, throw it out. And learn to regard yourself on the basis of the work Jesus did on your behalf. To see yourself as God sees you, in connection to Jesus' Son, someone who is perfectly loved. Period. To reinforce this rest, the rest God wants us to have, He embedded it in our weekly routine. In Mark 2, Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." There is a rest for you here and now, even in the midst of your stresses and the fears, the things that you're worried about. Our Heavenly Father desires that during this day of rest, that we draw near to the one who said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." That's the promise of Jesus, our Lord, who made this rest possible and who would give it to you by faith. That's why the observance of a Sabbath day, a rest day, a stop day, is so vital for those who can find so little rest in the world. Every single Sunday, the Church of Christ gathers under Jesus to receive forgiveness, life, and salvation, which are the only true lasting peace. Each and every Lord's Day, the benefits of Christ's work completed in His life, death, and resurrection are once again given, handed out in the gospel proclaimed, handed out in every baptism that takes place, included in the gifts given at every altar, where Jesus distributes his own body and blood for us to eat and to drink, and all of it received by faith in Christ. As it says in Hebrews, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest unable to sympathize with us in our weaknesses, but one who in every respect was tempted as we are, yet without sin. We are weak, restless. This makes us an easy target for Satan's temptations. Like the Israelites, we're tempted to grumble, to complain, to take shortcuts, to listen to other voices than God's. We're simply not ready to stick things out for as long as God sometimes requires. But the more we seek rest on our own terms, the less we find. Jesus knows the temptations of the human heart. He knows what it's like. He's walked in our shoes. And he knows what you need to find true rest. You need a perfect performance. He's done it. He aced the most important test ever given. Will you let him share his results with you? As the hymn writer put it, lay your deadly doing down, down at Jesus' feet. Stand in him and him alone, gloriously complete. Let's pray. Hope of the world, who by thy cross didst save us from death and dark despair, from sin and guilt, we render back the love thy mercy gave us. Take thou our lives and use them as thou wilt. In Jesus we pray. Amen.